Peppermint Mocha, a woman's woman recipe. Kel accepted the extremely fancy coffee and took a sip. That's unusual. I thought you might enjoy it. Kel took a sip, savoring the minty taste, then placed the cup on the rail to the side of the tilting field and turned back to Peach Blossom. Careful! They looked at each other. It tasted a bit like peppermint. Yes. Alana leaned against the rail. I thought it was apt, considering the season. Kel grinned and mounted up. Alana tossed her lance, and she was off. Peppermint Mocha, Blood and Moonlight Recipe. Yukito accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. That's an unusual choice. I thought you might like it. Yukito took another large gulp. Careful. They looked at each other. It tastes a bit like power. Yes. Toya looked away, with a slight flush on his cheeks. I thought that's what we needed to do. I mean, considering. He waved at Yukito's self and belatedly gestured at his own body. He'd been giving Yukito power slowly over the last little while, trying to find different ways of doing it. This was definitely a pleasant one. Yukito took another sip. I take it back. I don't think it tastes like power. I think it tastes like love. Peppermint Mocha, Chocolate Cinnamon Swirl Recipe. Hardison accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. That's unusual. I thought you might like it. Hardison took another dubious sip. Parker bounced a little, watching him with every ounce of her indomitable energy. She glanced over for the most infinitesimal second at Elliot behind the kitchen counter, and then was back, watching Hardison. Hardison took another dubious sip. Careful! They all looked at each other. It tastes a bit like, I don't know, minerals or something? Yes! Parker bounced even more. I thought it was a neat way to give you your Christmas present. Hardison blanched and quickly downed the rest of the coffee. Even though it was so hot, he thought maybe he burned his entire esophagus. At the bottom was something tiny and metallic. He glanced up right before he fished it out. Parker was bouncing and grinning. Elliot was busying himself with some sort of cooking thing, in a way that meant that he was absolutely riveted to what Hardison was doing, but didn't want to look like he was actually invested. Hardison fished out the tiny metallic object at the bottom of the cup. It was a ring. So? Parker said. Hardison looked at her, looked at Elliot, who had stopped even pretending. Yes. Peppermint Mocha Double Double Recipe. Ginny accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. That's an unusual choice. I thought it might help with the rash of snowmen that's going around. Ginny grinned and took a big gulp. Careful! They looked at each other. It tastes a bit like the hot chocolate we used to get at Hogwarts, right around Christmas time. Yes. Luna looked off into the distance, probably noticing some snowman or waxbird or something. Ginny couldn't tell. Nostalgia helps keep snowmen away. It is their one enemy. Ginny just grinned and took another sip. Peppermint Mocha, Hair of the Cat Recipe. Cougar accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. He raised an eyebrow. What? It's not that much of an unusual choice. I know we don't really do the festive thing, what with, you know, being in the ass end of nowhere and, you know, technically dead and all that. But still, I thought, you know, you might appreciate it out here in the middle of nowhere with your lips getting chapped and having to do recon for hours on end and, like, not move and all of that stuff. Cougar tilted his head, took a sip. Careful, Jensen blurted. It's not like you actually, you know, respond to when people put things beside you often, so it's really, really, really hot. They looked at each other for a moment. Cougar took another sip, and then looked down at the coffee, hat shading his eyes. Yeah, I know I couldn't get, you know, quite the taste. The coffee comes from here, which, you know, that's pretty normal, considering how America runs its coffee industry. But I know the peppermint isn't quite the same, not as artificial, that sort of thing. And the chocolate, well, whoa, good chocolate is not the kind normally used with coffee and mint. Cougar looks at Jensen, takes another deeper sip, effectively shutting Jensen up. You know, I just thought, like, it was, happy holidays, Cougar. Cougar flashes that quicksilver smile of his and turns back to recon. Peppermint Mocha, Keep Me Up All Night Recipe. Rio accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. That's an unusual choice. I thought you might like it. Dee looked defensive. Rio smiled softly, grabbed another present from the pile he was wrapping. Careful! They looked at each other. It tastes a bit burnt. Yeah, Dee scowled. Just because I made it myself doesn't mean you have to be overly critical. Rio kissed him. Behind them, the lights on the tree twinkled, and outside the window, snow continued to fall. Bicky snoring in his own room. Peppermint Mocha Midnight Watch Recipe. Astrid accepted the overly fancy coffee and took a sip. That's weird. I thought you might like it, Hiccup said hopefully. Astrid took another dubious sip as she leaned out over the edge of the cliff, keeping watch on the seas and the skies. Careful. They looked at each other. Well, okay. Hiccup looked at Astrid. She was gorgeous under the light of the stars and the moon. Astrid mostly looked at the sea and the skies, watching for any disturbances. But considering she was on watch, Hiccup figured that was all right. It tastes a bit like that stuff that grows in that grove where you found Toothless. Yeah. Hiccup looked away, kind of embarrassed. I thought it went well together, considering. As the snow started to fall, Astrid glanced at him, then glanced back out to her watch. But she took another sip and smiled a little. Peppermint Mocha Never Enough Prep Recipe. Iruka accepted the fancy coffee and took a sip. Huh, that's an unusual choice. I thought you might need it. Kakashi leaned back against the doorway, having delivered his gift. Iruka took a big gulp of the scalding liquid. Careful! They looked at each other. It tastes a bit like those caffeine pills the Akamichi use. Yes. Kakashi looked away, too cool for all that emotional and sympathetic crap. I thought it was apt, considering the circumstances. He eyed the giant pile of grating that Iruka was slowly working his way through. Iruka smiled tiredly at him and went back to work. Peppermint Mocha Red and White and Me Recipe. Steve accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. That's unusual. Ha! I thought you would make a face. Steve took another measuring sip, while Tony grinned and watched him. Careful! They looked at each other. It tastes like mint. And chocolate? And coffee? Who made this up? Yes. And some person? I don't know. I can get Jarvis to ask if you want me to. Tony grinned and grabbed Steve's hand, started walking towards the giant Christmas tree that everyone was supposed to see around this time of year. I thought it was seasonal, you know? And also likely to make your face do that thing where you're trying to figure out what's going on because this is the 21st century and not, like, way back in ye olde times. You realize that I grew up in ye olde times and might actually like them? Yeah, but you like it here, too. What Tony meant by that was, you like me, too. Steve just grinned, squeezed Tony's hand, and took another sip of the chocolate, coffee, peppermint thing. It wasn't that bad, really. Peppermint mocha, running on fumes recipe. Mia accepted the peppermint mocha and took a sip. That's unusual. I thought you might enjoy something that wasn't just straight black coffee. Mia sipped at it as she looked out over the beach, where Brian and their two kids and Dom were all playing in the waves, alternately splashing and trying to make snow angels in the sand. Somebody had tried to build a snowman, she noticed. She took another sip. Careful. They looked at each other. It tastes a bit like energy drink. Yeah, Letty snorted. I thought it was necessary, considering the circumstances. She gestured around at the large house, Christmas lights halfway put up, a tree leaning in the driveway on a truck someone had got from somewhere. It certainly didn't look like anything Brian or Dom or Letty or even Mia would normally drive. Mia took a large gulp of the NOS peppermint mocha and then put it down, turned back to the ladder, and nodded to Letty. Come on, let's get this done. Pumpkin Frappuccino, Mystery Greens Recipe. Tim accepted the frozen, frothy, whipped creamed, and very orange drink from Con, and dubiously took a sip. That's an unusual choice of flavors. I thought you might like it. Tim took another dubious sip. Careful! They looked at each other. It tastes like pumpkin and also coffee. Yeah. Con grinned. I thought it was fitting, considering what time of year it is. Tim looked out over the pumpkins festooning every surface and the other Halloween decorations. Yeah, I suppose. But pumpkin and coffee?